I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
So a guy in Australia goes out, buys himself a brand new Porsche on Saturday, and immediately wants to see what it can do. So the 37-year-old decides to get on it in a 25-mile-an-hour zone. Got it up to about 60. That's when the cops pulled him over. 60 and a 25, that's more than double. So they impounded his car. He had the car for less than 10 minutes. He's facing charges and now can get his car out of impound in 30 days. Had the car for less than 10 minutes.
What? Get out on the freeway, man. I mean, that's where you can really open it up. As
2013 yeah. Porsche Cayenne.
Yeah. All right, folks in Mexico are trying to track the cocaine hippo. I mean, we think it might be a cocaine hippo. We're not sure.
One of Pablo Escobar's hippos?
Authorities are worried about this hippo that's roaming loose in a swampy area of southern Mexico. Hippos are not native to Central America, America, South America, just Africa. So how does a hippo get to Mexico? Well, that's Pablo Escobar. Back in his day in Colombia, he bought a bunch of hippos. And then, you know, the hippos at some point, like, got loose after Pablo, you know, got busted or got killed or whatever the case might be. And so perhaps this is one of his cocaine hippos that's out there. Now, they call them the cocaine hippos. They've done a documentary. I think it's Nat Geo that has, like, a documentary about Pablo's hippos. But anyway, you got this 3-year-old hippo, weighs 1,320 pounds. First saw this hippo at a garbage dump in January. Residents of the town love him. They've nicknamed him Tyson the hippo. Now, he's 3 years old. You're saying, well, geez, Pablo has been dead for years.
Is he hanging around the dump like a bear, kind of like just eating stuff?
How can he be one of Pablo's hippos because Pablo's been dead for years? Well, Pablo's hippos had babies, and these hippos have been multiplying over the years. Pablo started with, I think it was 3 or 4, and now they say at least 40. As of 2014, there are at least 40 hippos in Colombia, and some of them have left Colombia. Now, that's a long ways to travel for a hippo to go from Colombia to southern Mexico. You got to go through Panama. You got to go through Costa Rica. You got to go through Nicaragua.
Yeah,
you
but he's a cocaine
Guatemala.
Hippo, so he's all jacked up. He's putting some miles on them boot heels.
Well, yeah, but even still, getting through the Panama Canal cannot be easy for even for a hippo. So, but here's what they say about hippos. They say hippos can travel 6 miles at night. They will consume 80 pounds of grass along the way. If threatened on land, they'll run for water where they can match a human speed for short distances. So they think he may be traveling at night, like most cocaine smugglers. He learned from Pablo. Uh-huh. Let's go at night, and that's where he's getting it. That's where he's getting it done. So over all these years, the last couple, 2-3 years, he's 3 years old. It's possible that he traveled from Colombia all the way to southern Mexico. So the folks in this town in southern Mexico are trying to figure out how to catch him. But as memory serves me, the best way to catch a hippo, at least when I was a kid, a handful of white marbles.
I can't believe
that would get him for sure.